My own grandpa was a very, he was a very rich man when he was a young man. He owned a Sherwin-Williams paint store in Los Angeles, California. He also owned a neon sign business. He was an electrician. He also owned a business where he was fabricating these metal trailers for, who's ever heard of hot dog on a stick? You ever been to those in Los Angeles? Did they have it around here? Is it here too? And they have the fresh squeezed lemonade, and they dress real goofy with red, yellow, and blue outfits and everything. Well, when they first came out, way back when, in the 1950s or whenever, or not even the 50s, I don't know, somewhere around there, when they first came out, my grandpa and another guy, he made the trailers for them that they used to sell the corn dogs out of. And he was selling them for like some huge amount of money each, and he was making them real fast. And so he had a lot of money. I mean, he had a lot of money. I forget the exact figure, but if he were making that much today, it would be a lot of money. And this is back in the 50s. I mean, he's a very rich man. But he was unsaved. He's an unbeliever. But his wife had gotten saved. And his wife was saved, but he and the kids were not saved. And she prayed to God, and she's told me this story, my dad's told me this story, my grandpa's told me this story. She prayed to God and said, God, this is my own grandmother, she said, God, she said, whatever it takes for Andy to get saved, she said, whatever it takes, just do it. You know. And she said, if it means losing all his money, if he has to lose everything, then go ahead and take all the money away, because I know that it's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And she said, if it takes him losing all his money, then take away all the money. I'm willing to live a lesser lifestyle if he'll get saved. And you know what? That's exactly what happened. He got into drinking. And he drank up a lot of the money. And he started wasting a lot of money. And a bunch of his employees at his different businesses started stealing from him. And his whole businesses fell apart, and he never. And he lost all his money. And around the same time, some door-to-door soul winners from a church, Faith Baptist Church in Canoga Park, came by and talked to him. And I'm not sure who it was. I think it might have been the pastor himself, Pastor Rasmussen, that won my grandpa to the Lord, because he had to lose everything. And she knew what to pray. She prayed that God would do something, and she was willing to make the sacrifice of some of the money that she was enjoying. She was willing to give something up to have God answer her prayer. And he got saved. And he became a great soul winner, became a deacon in that church, became a preacher, and won people to the Lord by the droves. And I went back to that church in L.A. about 6 years ago, and two different people, totally independently, said, you know what, the one thing I remember about your grandpa is that he sure knocked a lot of doors. He sure won a lot of people to Christ. This is what they said. He won people to the Lord that were the hard cases. He would get them saved. They'd call him in, and he'd get them saved. He'd preach the gospel to them. Why? Because somebody knew how to pray. That's why. Because my grandma knew how to pray. That's why he got saved. And he lost everything so that he could be saved. You know, he never had money again for the rest of his life. I mean, he was just lived a very average life for the rest of his life. Never had money like that ever again.